T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So here's the Brooklyn Nets story. You want to tell it, you want me to tell it, then you can just do what you got to do, cry and whine about it, and we can move
Why
on.
Am I crying and whining?
Well, so...
apparently you're crying and whining.
I wish it happened my
I
team,
I put the
honest.
Video out last night, so I'm sure a lot of people who are not sitting there...
I did not know
there,
that you did that. Okay.
A lot of people who are not watching Nets Wizards. I don't expect you to.
Right.
I think anybody who saw this would be intrigued by it, and that was the fact that with about 6 minutes to go in the game...
Yep.
Nets are up by six. There was a turnover. All right? And... the Wizards started arguing. Kyle Kuzma started arguing.
Yeah.
And on the broadcast, Ian and Sarah Kustak said, I wonder what they're arguing
about. The ball,
about.
Just for you to understand exactly what's happening here, the ball, the Wizards have possession directly in front of the Nets bench.
Mm-hmm.
There's a pass made towards Kuzma, and all of a sudden the ball doesn't get to him, does
gets
not
deflected.
Go out of bounds.
Gets deflected.
The ball somehow gets deflected,
right.
Despite the fact there's no player on the court to deflect it,
right.
Doesn't go out of bounds. The Nets gather the loose ball, get possession of it. It wound up being a very close game.
Right.
Came down to...
One point game.
Yes. So in theory, if the Wizards have possession...
Hold on, you're getting
score,
ahead of, you. You're getting ahead of
maybe
yourself.
Maybe they win the game.
You're getting ahead of yourself.
Yes.
So there's a turnover. I'm watching this game live.
Yeah.
It looked like Kyle Kuzma just missed the pass by Spencer Dinwiddie.
Yes.
But Kuzma is arguing
yeah.
in a way in which it's not just casual arguing. He's pissed.
And he's pointing.
So... there's a foul a few seconds later on Washington, so it's a dead ball situation. It's a side out for Brooklyn. Yes, goes back to the replay. I'm watching the replay to find out what happened on that play. And it's clear as day that Nets assistant coach and former Washington Wizards player, Dave Vanterpool, extends his arm onto the floor and deflected the basketball.
He did. He tried
clear
to catch
as
it.
Day.
Yeah.
That's why Kyle Kuzma was upset. Now, jumping ahead, Craig is right. It was a very close game. Harden got blocked in the final possession. Now Washington has it. Two cracks. I think Kuzma missed a pretty good look from three. Spencer Dinwiddie at the buzzer. Both come up empty. Nets win by one. Very, very close game. But yes, there was a moment in the final 6 minutes in which the Brooklyn Nets were given a possession they should not have had.
Not only that.
Because an assistant coach deflected a ball
now,
in play.
But I want to be clear about it. He's standing up, obviously, and it's not that the ball happens to hit him. And if you can imagine this in slow motion, he's standing right on the sideline as the ball is going towards Kuzma. He literally reaches out his entire arm like he's trying to catch it himself.
He did not do it on purpose. Let's address that because you're making
what,
an
black out.
No, no, he was signaling defense
no,
to one
no.
of his players,
sorry.
Like go that way.
This
in
is
fact,
why I brought it up.
Here's what here's
you
what
can't
happening.
Accept the
Kuzma,
fact that
no, no.
he purposely deflected
why
the ball.
Why would he do that?
That's a great question.
Why would he do
you
that?
You tell me.
And here's the other thing, just a background.
Maybe instinct. He used to play. He was a college player.
Right.
Played in Europe, so he's a player. Right, me. I don't know why he did it, but he reached out like he's going to catch the ball.
And so you have background.
Yeah.
In Washington, D.C., this is a fact. I'm not making this up.
Yeah.
They have the shortest distance between the benches and the...
I don't care about that.
No, you extend your arm. It's on the floor.
Dude.
That doesn't happen at Barclays Center.
He reached out and tried to catch the ball.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he clearly
Anybody
did.
Anybody who wants to look at the video, it's on my Twitter account.
Okay.
He clearly extends his arm just because he's a coach.
Okay.
Not
okay.
because he's trying to deflect the ball away.
All of a sudden, Vanterpool is the coach sending out defensive assignments
Craig,
on the sideline.
Craig.
Yeah.
Why, with 6 minutes to
Put
go...
Put your hands in your pockets.
Why, with 6 minutes to go in a game in January against the Wizards,
yeah.
is this the moment where a longtime assistant, Dave Vanterpool, decides, I'm going to get involved?
Yeah. Now, has the NBA come out and acknowledge it yet? Did they put out the two-minute report yet or not?
Here's what happened. There's two things, and there's actually an update to this that's fresh off the wire.
And let me just stop you one sec.
Yes.
So, obviously, the Wizards have possession, but if the refs see it, and God knows how they didn't see it, although one excuse that the Wizards were claiming was that Nash was standing up in the eyesight of that ref.
It's very
viable.
So
maybe the ref didn't see it. I'll buy that.
Just didn't see it. Yeah, yeah.
It's a technical foul. So it's a free throw and possession, which is why in a one-point game, it's so important. Go ahead.
No, no, absolutely. Yeah. And there's no mechanism to fix it. So they were asked after the game from pool reporters, hey, talk about the play. And the official said, didn't see it at the time. Clearly, we saw it after the fact, but there was no mechanism to fix it because remember, the game was ongoing. Like, the Nets forced a turnover.
There was another play. Right.
And the Nets are running a play. Like, it's not a dead ball situation where you can call a timeout and challenge it. So that's update number one. That was from last night. Here's
now,
update number two.
Before you give me update number two,
yes.
Did you hear what Kuzma had to say?
Kuzma was pissed.
Here's
he said it's bleeping BS.
Oh,
okay.
Here's Kuzma after the game. Go.
I mean, that was also horse too. I mean, I mean, coaches should not be able to stand up. I mean, I get it if it's under 2 minutes. I mean, everybody in the league stands up, but I feel like it was like 3:50 on the clock. You're standing up. You got Steve Nash blocking the refs' view. You can't see shit. I mean, I don't know what else to say, but, you know, it's very unfortunate, but you just got to live with it. You know, we had an opportunity at the end. I missed a shot. Live and die with it. You know, it happens.
There you go.
I was going to say, you missed the shot, big shot, Kyle.
Although,
I mean,
no,
that
you
was 6 minutes earlier.
Yeah,
who
you
made the shot?
Yeah, he said, look, I missed the shot, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But if this happened the other way around, you'd be livid. Now, what's today's update?
The NBA has opened up an investigation. The NBA is investigating a live ball interference between the Nets, Coach Dave Vanterpool, and a pass by Spencer Dinwiddie. The expectation is that the league will come to a decision in the next 24 to 48 hours, and Vanterpool or the Nets can face discipline in the form of a fine or a suspension. Now,
he'll be fined.
Context. This is cheating. I want to bring this up. Are you familiar with the Jason Kidd spill my soda timeout?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so for those that don't know, Nets did not have a timeout. Kidd was the coach. Brilliant, actually. Nets had no timeouts, but he wanted to talk to his players. So he gets one of his players, and you can see him mouthing it, run into me. He's holding a soda or a coffee, whatever he's drinking, run into me. Player runs into him. He drops his soda all over the floor, which causes a delay.
I got to clean it up.
Which is essentially a timeout.
Yes.
The league investigated, realized it was all done on purpose, and Jason Kidd was fined $50,000.
It was like the Bobby V mustache game.
Yes. I think brilliant. And by the way, what's forgotten about, I get why nobody cares, Nets Laker game. On the next possession, Paul Pierce had a wide open three right out of that fake timeout for the win that rimmed out.
Okay.
So it almost worked,
right?
But it didn't. They fined them $50,000. Wouldn't you agree that's worse? Because it was done on purpose.
I respect that one more, though.
But that was done on purpose.
Because it was so clever.
It was very clever.
Yeah.
But it was done. Dave Vanterpool is not purposely. Come on.
He's going to get fined for it.
I get it.
I don't know how much. Well, it won't be $50,000.
Two things should happen. A, you should get fined, and B, the Wizards need to fix this. The benches are way too close to the floor.
That's fine, but it's never happened in a game there before.
We watched the video. The guys are on top of the floor. I'm surprised this stuff doesn't happen more.
Well, that's the point. It doesn't. It only happens with your team.
Only my team.
Well, you guys were desperate to get a win in the post-Durant injury era.
We were up by six with
five. You haven't gotten a win since.
Well,
this is your first W without Durant. It was very important to win, so a little shenanigans.
Come on.
Shenanigans. Yeah. I feel bad for Vanderpool because, for all accounts, he's a really good dude. And he's like a lifetime assistant kind of thing.
Right.
So I mean, he's in harm's way, media wise.
Yeah.
When all jokes aside, I don't think he meant anything nefarious. But I honestly thought, Evan, because he played and he is so close to the court that. Like, his instinct took over. The ball's coming in his direction. He reached out to catch it.
And here's the funny
thing. And he just wasn't thinking. I don't know.
I know it's a meaningless game in the whole grand scheme of things, but Dave Vanterpool played 1 year in the NBA, okay? He played for the Washington Wizards, and he grew up in Montgomery County, Maryland. He's a local kid who played for the Wizards.
Now, I'll tell you what. I don't think this is going to happen. I want to be clear about that. I don't. But could you imagine if the Nets avoid the play-in tournament by one game this year?
Oh, come on.
Could you imagine that?
Well, first of all, if that happens, I'm going to be pissed for many different other reasons. But second of all,
you're going to thank Vanderpool for doing
it. Listen, there was still 6 minutes more to go in this game. Like, yeah, there's a lot of things that happen in an NBA game in the first 5 minutes, in the next 10 minutes, early third quarter, late fourth quarter, early fourth quarter, that can affect an outcome. We all understand that. Remember the Nets-Knicks game that you all bitched about when James Johnson got fouled at the end? Evan Fournier. Okay. Remember how Kevin Durant clearly double-dribbled?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That happened early in the game. Things like that happen that you can look back on and say, oh, that would have affected the game. There was still 5 more minutes to play. There were many more possessions to play that would have been played differently based on the score, which you know.
In that moment, they could have cut it to 5 and had possession because they would have gotten a free throw.
I understand, but when the Nets have the ball and they're being ultra conservative and a shot clock violation and they're up by a different score than what the score was.
Yeah, everyone plays different.
Everybody plays different.
It's just funny that your team is the team that cheated and no other team did.
Stop.
So it's good for us to talk about it and then move on.
You're just so
asterisk.
Pissed. You're just so pissed that Spencer Dinwiddie didn't hit a game-winning buzzer beater.
I wanted to.
Because as little as we talk Nets, here's when we do talk Nets, or at least when you want to bring up the Nets, when there's some kind of gut punch loss.
I would have opened with the play-by-play of it.
By the way, did you hear the last the frantic 20 seconds of the game?
On radio, I did not.
So Tim Capstraw,
he was doing play-by-play,
did everything again because Chris Corino is recovering from COVID. I spoke to him today. He's doing great.
Good.
He's doing fine. He's
just isolating. Good.
But Tim Capstraw had to broadcast a frantic 20 seconds.
By the way, it's amazing. Like, to his credit, you know, the first day he had to do it was like an emergency last-second thing because Corino tested positive for COVID. The fact that they still haven't brought in a play-by-play guy to do these games fascinates me.
I think Capper's liking it.
He probably said, I got this.
I think that Capper is having a very, very good time. But he was given a 20-second run to end the game that even you, because you're more of a professional, you'd have had a tough time with. Because you have the Harden block.
Really good at it.
You've got Washington coming down the court.
Yeah.
You got Kuzma missing an open three. You got a loose ball. You got Dinwiddie putting up a buzzer beater. No break.
I would have loved it. You guys have it by chance? All right, here's the Capper last night, final 20 seconds. This is well after the Nets cheated, but here the Wizards have a chance to end it. What?
It's the final 13 in the clip.
But it is what it is. Good.
13 on the clock. Caldwell Pope's got it on the right side. He's matched with LaMarcus Aldridge. He attacks the paint. Left corner. Back to the left wing. Kuzma from three. Off the heel. Off the heel, Patty Mills retrieves it. Dinwiddie from deep, off the rim, and the Nets escape.
Anyway, for a guy who's not a play-by-play guy, not bad.
The only critique was when Dinwiddie's putting up the shot, you got to say at the buzzer.
Yeah, but he's not a play-by-play guy.
No, he did a hell of a job, and what was left out.
Let's hear you do it.
How can I do it now?
Recreate it. You saw it.
I got to read. Well, let me look at the video of it. Hold on a second.
Yeah. Well, do it. Bring up the video and do it like you're watching it live.
All right.
Here's last night's game.
All right.
Final.
7 on the shot clock. Here's Harden. Harden around the screen from Irving. Harden drives to the lane. Blocked. It's blocked. Here comes Washington with 15 seconds left on the clock. Dinwiddie with the basketball. Bounce pass Caldwell Pope. 10 seconds on the clock. Caldwell Pope drives. Now kicks it out. Right side. Kuzma. Open three with 5 seconds to go is no good. Tipped out by Mills. Dinwiddie's got it. At the buzzer. It's short. And the Nets win.
Yeah, pretty good, by the way, off video.
Yeah, I'm out of breath.
Not bad. That wasn't bad. You could have done play-by-play. Not well, but, I mean, you certainly could have done like a Division I, Division III college level, like the Tufts play-by-play guy.
How would you have called that? Do you want me to give you the video?
I've done NBA games, Evan, so I don't need to.
What is that? Well, hold on.
If this happens again and you're at your seat and they call you up to the booth.
Like Whoopi Goldberg. Yeah.
No, hold on a second.
I can't do it. As you can hear, my voice is shot.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, sorry.
I would give you the video so we could hear the great Craig Cartini.
I've done it. I've done real NBA games. Yeah, I'm in the Hall of Fame.
But that's a great conclusion to a basketball game.
Although I was told. This happened a few months ago. You know, the record was broken.
What are we talking about?
The three-pointers in the first half.
Oh.
The D-Will record.
Yeah.
So I'm no longer in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I think they took it out. Sons of bitches. Yeah, you'd be nice if they left it in, though, right?
Why? It's not a record anymore.
Well, this used to be the record, and this is the new record. Yeah.
Did Klay Thompson break that record?
Yeah, sure.
For some reason, I think it was Clay.
I feel like it was
Well,
Clay.
Do you know what Joel Embiid did last night, by the way?
50 points in 27 minutes.
Okay.
Pretty effing awesome.
So he is now second on the all-time list in terms of 50 points in the fewest minutes.
Okay.
The record is held by Klay Thompson, who did it in like a few less seconds, if you will.
Okay.
And the guy who's third is Klay Thompson.
Oh, is that right?
Klay Thompson's done it.
Was one of those games when he had like the 30 points on six dribble games?
Yeah, I think it was.
I think it was, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was incredible by Embiid last night.
Did you see the Golden State Warriors pregame last night playing tennis ball, wiffle ball?
I did. They were playing baseball, essentially. And the guy who looked like the best baseball player, I don't know if you caught this, was Klay Thompson.
Klay Thompson hit some bombs.
Dude, Klay Thompson.
They were hitting tennis balls, but still.
He went upper deck. He went upper tank.
Well, and they had a bunch of guys in the upper deck seats trying to catch the ball for an out.
Yeah.
And then if you see right underneath where those guys are standing trying to catch the tennis balls that the guys are hitting out is Steph Curry. Just sitting there watching everything.
Right.
Yeah. So it looked like fun, if anything. Roscoe's in Brooklyn on the fan. Yo, Roscoe, what's going on?
What's going on?
You what's good? Yeah.
Yeah, man. So my thing is with Evan, right? Like, the other day I overheard him say something about that he's giving up on the Brooklyn Nets. Is that true?
I've never given up on the Brooklyn Nets.
Not giving up, but...
No. I've said, Roscoe, I'll clarify. I have said something I've actually said about a lot of teams I root for. And maybe it's Beningo wearing off on me after all those years. What I have said simply is I do not believe this team is going to win an NBA championship. I believe...
Thank you. And you need to tell Keith that.
Keith is a much more optimistic fan than me, and I wish I was him, and maybe I was about 10 years ago. I have just simply said, and I hope I'm wrong, by the way, Roscoe, I'm not saying this with glee, that something will always keep these three superstars from playing together. And so that's not giving up.
Because last night, real quick,
yeah.
If you guys don't have Kyrie Irving in the lineup, you guys get blown out
kidding.
In capital.
So what the hell's your point? What's your point?
So this is my point, that Durant, to me, Durant is done for this year.
Guaranteed
he's done. He's going to come back, but do you think he's going to be 100%
yeah.
for the playoffs?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, that's the hope. He's got to think that way, Roscoe. Why wouldn't he?
I mean, Roscoe.
Hear me out. Well,
yes.
I want to ask you one question.
How far can they go with Kyrie and Harden? Is that your question?
No, forget about it.
What?
The best player in the game right now, I think, is Kyrie Irving when he's on the court. Does he have a no-trade clause?
What?
Trade him right now.
What?
Because, listen, he's not – listen, just hear me out. He's not going to get vaccinated, right?
Yeah.
So he doesn't play home games for you guys. In the playoffs, he's not
going to play. All right, here's the deal.
Unless you guys – Unless you guys take the fine, which is
going to
be...
No, that's a BS story, and I hope people are over this now. That was always a BS story. It's why I never brought it up to you on the air. It was never mentioned by me because we've known Net fans who are on Twitter who've talked about this for months has known that the NBA would never allow it. So why people believe that for a day or two, I still think the morning guys believe it. It was never a thing. We need to move on from that. Now let's get to number two. Number two is I would never trade Kyrie Irving. And I'll tell you this, watching him last night, the man's intoxicating. The man's intoxicating, and I hope and I expect, here's where I'll be positive, the vaccine mandates in terms of being in the arena, I believe will change by the time we get to April, and Kyrie's going to be a full-time player. And even with the uncertainty of his willingness to play all the time, he's so freaking good, I'll say it, that I'd max him and I'd re-sign him because he's that good. You know it.
I never argued it.
And anyone that watches the sport, and it's not just making hot takes or hating for hating reasons, they also know it. The guy's an incredible player. Everything else is fair. Does he want to play? Will he play? It's all fair. But I have never given up on the Nets. What I've merely given is an opinion. It's an opinion that I hope I'm wrong about. I pray to the basketball gods I'm wrong about. And that is that these three guys will never play together enough. That's it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Yeah, it's interesting to me, you know, Kansas City-Buffalo is, for a lot of people, the most intriguing matchup because they both come in rock star style on fire
they
offensively.
They come in as two of the best teams in football.
Yeah, so it's interesting because since Patrick Mahomes became the starting quarterback in Kansas City, they've never been favored in a game by less than 2.5 points at home. It's never happened.
Makes sense.
Okay? They are this time. So it's interesting how much respect and love either the bettors have or Vegas has or the books, whatever. But what's happening in this game this weekend has never happened in the, three-plus years that Mahomes has been a starter.
You know why it's not that surprising? Because even though the Patriots are a flawed team, the respect the Bills are getting for taking the Patriots so last Saturday night plays a big part of this. How good Josh Allen looked, how good that offense looked, how awesome they looked. They looked incredible, obviously. So I think that's playing a part. You know what else is playing a part?
Isn't it in a weird way a lack of respect to Kansas City?
Well, let's get to that. So here's the part with Kansas City. So, A, it's that with the Bills. The Kansas City Chiefs all season long, and a lot of it was their own doing, haven't looked like the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, I disagree in the last month or so.
No, I get that. But when Patrick Mahomes was turning the ball over at a rate we had never seen before, and their defense looked like one of the worst defenses in the league, I think a lot of people looked at Kansas City and said, they're not that good. Now, they finished the season strong, no doubt, and they ended up doing whatever they wanted against the Pittsburgh Steelers. But in the first quarter and a half of that game Sunday night, they didn't look great.
No. I'll give you that.
So I think the disrespect on Kansas City is that the bar for the Chiefs has been so high over the last 3 years. I mean, look how good they've been, Super Bowl champions, getting to a Super Bowl the last year. Should have gotten to a Super Bowl before that, the D Ford offsides. So I think a lot of it is the Chief bar is that, they're good, then not as good as they were.
They're the lowest favorite of all four games.
Yeah.
Obviously, all the home teams are going to be favored. Titans are 3.5 over the Bengals. The Packers are essentially 6, 5.5 over San Fran. And the Bucs are 3 over the Rams. Like, you know, the team that's gone to 3 straight AFC championship games and back-to-back Super Bowls, and when they're on, is an offense the likes of which we haven't seen maybe but the greatest show on turf in our lifetime.
But I think that...
And they're getting no love at all.
Because I think...
Makes you wonder.
Well, the wonder is they got off to a lousy start. And even in the close of the season, like, they lost to Cincinnati on the road. They didn't look all that impressive against the Chargers when they won in overtime. Like, I think there's a critique of them that they're good, but they're not the Chiefs of last year or the year before. Now, I happen to think the Kansas City Chiefs are better and they're going to beat them. So I'm on the side of... I think Kansas City's going to knock them off. But I think those are the reasons that have led to that. I'm just giving you my theory.
Yeah, just really, I would never have thought that. But Bengals-Titans, that's of all the games, listen, that's the game I think a lot of NFL fans, myself included, I can't wait for it, you know, Saturday, 4 o'clock. But of all the games, it's like, let's just get that one over with. Right, we want to see what Aaron Rodgers does at home in the playoffs against the team that knocked him out. We want to see Tom Brady and the Bucs against an offense that, when they're on, is as good an offense as any other NFC offense. And of course, we want to see at 6:30 on Sunday, the arguably for a lot of people the two best teams in the league right now.
Yeah, no, I get why those three are sexier, and I think the ratings will show. I'm very pumped up for that game because
for which game?
Cincinnati, Tennessee.
Really?
I'll tell you why.
That's, of all the games, that's what the least interesting game.
But most interesting, I'll rank them. Number one is Kansas City, Buffalo. Number two is Tennessee, Cincinnati.
Wow.
Number three is Tampa, Rams. I think the Packers are going to beat them. I'm not that intrigued.
See, I go Chiefs, Bills, number one. Number two is Bucks, Rams for me.
Okay.
Number three is Packers, Niners.
Why?
Because there's that
Jimmy Garoppolo factor.
Jimmy G factor, baby.
Yeah, but what do you think's going to happen in the Tennessee-Cincinnati game? Like, do you have a strong opinion on that?
No,
honestly, I don't.
I think that's going to be a very close game.
No, that's my point. Like, there's intrigue towards, okay, Derrick Henry's probably going to play, right? What is he? He hasn't played in 2 months.
Yeah.
And one thing we've seen about the Titans when they've won postseason games, there's something in common in every postseason game they've won in the Derrick Henry era. Derrick Henry's had a monster game. And every one of them.
Yeah.
In the playoff games they've lost, that's when Ryan Tannehill's forced to make a play.
Sure.
That's when they're playing from behind. So the Titans win when Henry's a beast. Is Henry going to be a beast? We haven't seen him
like
in 2+ months.
How many touches do you even think he gets? I know they gave the old cliche. He handled contact and practice well this week. He's good to go, blah, blah, blah. And no one's disputing that he's a monster.
If he's...
But what's he getting? Is he getting 20 touches?
Yes. If he looks like Derrick Henry, he will. It's the playoffs. You're not messing around. The question is, can he, as great as he is, as great as he
and
is...
And he's a far better fourth quarterback than first quarterback,
well, because
too.
He wears defenses
yeah.
down.
Right.
He's so bruising, powerful, and also speedy that he wears you down. But again, look at every Titan playoff game they've played. Number one, as the number one seed, they're 0-2 in the divisional round. Just keep that in mind. So they've had a bad history as the number one seed. You may think that's irrelevant. That's fine. The second thing that is relevant is that every postseason game they've won has been with Derrick Henry being a freaking beast and not asking the quarterback to do all that much. Not asking Ryan Tannehill to have to make a lot of plays downfield.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that believe the home team always gets 3 points. I'm not a believer in that, but I know that is an accepted rule when it comes to the wagering and whatnot. If you believe in that rule, then the Packers are really the only favorite, home favorite here, which I'm not saying they shouldn't be, but I can't get over that Bill Chiefs game. Like, the Bills got so much love right now, and I think you're right. I think it's not just because they beat New England.
They killed them.
It's because... As Evan Roberts said,
thank you.
They took their soul.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they throttled them. Like, no one's ever done that to a Belichick team that I could ever remember. Especially for when you're playing for the third time in 40 days, whatever it was, right? Like, you think
in the
Belichick...
postseason?
No, they had 3 games over the course of...
I'm sorry. Beating them that badly in the playoffs, is that what you're saying?
7 possessions, 7 touchdowns. He's never done that.
The only thing that I think was close in terms of a Belichick embarrassment in the playoffs is... Ray Rice against the New England Patriots back in 2009 in the wild card round. Outside of that, like, they haven't
been
as embarrassed like
that.
Yeah,
and so I think there's a lot of, like, leftover...
100%.
You know, wow, no, we've never seen that before. Let's all jump on the Bills wagon. But you have to remember this. Kansas City's at home, and the Kansas City you saw the first month of the season... No longer exists.
Well,
like, go back and look at it. They don't.
I'll give you an analogy from 20 years ago. As you may recall, when Triple H came back from that major, major injury, he came back on Monday Night Raw at Madison Square Garden, and he said, just in case you forgot who in the hell I am on the game, Triple H, people have forgotten who the Kansas City Chiefs are. They have. And... was that a good analogy? Did you like that one?
I mean, for me, it was because it was actually 20 years ago, almost to the day.
Thank you.
It was January 7th, 2002, and he comes out, and I remember this like it was yesterday, Evan.
You do.
I remember this moment because I'm a Garden guy, as you know.
Of course, it was
and
a Garden moment.
I remember all the big moments at the Garden, every one of them, sports or otherwise. I'm a Garden historian.
Yeah.
So if you go back, he was out for 8 months with that quad injury. The crowd is all amped up.
Oh.
And here comes Triple H. The crowd's going crazy, sold out Madison Square Garden. Everyone's wondering, what is he going to do? What's he going to say? Can he even walk?
Right.
If I'm not mistaken, it was a Raw event, too.
Of course.
They showed the highlights, and out he comes. He's got a pair of jeans on,
yep.
A black leather jacket, and he took a bottle of water, he poured it on his head, he threw his greasy hair back, and he said, come get some!
He said, just in case you forgot who in the hell I am, yeah. I'm the game, Triple H, and you can bet your ass I'm back.
And by the way, that jacket was half leather, half denim.
It was.
It was the black leather arms and the denim vest kind of setup.
And Triple H went on to win the Rumble and won the main event of WrestleMania. And I think some of us, not me, some of us have forgotten who in the hell Patrick Mahomes,
yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Andy Reid and Travis you forgot who they are. They're the Kansas City mother beeping Chiefs.
They're the team you got to beat to get to the Super Bowl.
They are the team. This is a team that should be looking for their fourth consecutive Super Bowl if it wasn't for D freaking Ford being offsides in the championship game, another gift given to Tom Brady and the Patriots. Other than that, they'd be looking for their fourth straight Super Bowl, and I think it's the most under-talked about story of the NFL playoffs. The Kansas City Chiefs are trying to go to their third straight Super Bowl.
Yeah, how many teams have done that?
I mean, the Patriots just did that, but in general, that's a rarity.
Historically, how many people have done it?
It's rare.
Bills did it. Patriots did it. Who else? Did the Vikings do it?
I think the Vikings may have done. Like,
I know they lost four, but I
don't
know if they went to three straight.
Hold on, now I got
to
get the answer.
I'm not sure if it was three straight. I know they lost four, but I wasn't sure if they went to three consecutive. They probably
did. It's an incredible accomplishment that's not talked
People
about.
People are sleeping on them, but who knows? Maybe that's what they want you to do. Here's Lance on the fan. Lance, what do you got?
Hey, Carlton. Hi, Evan. How you guys doing?
Hey, what's up, Cookie?
I've been a Bills fan my whole life. I actually went to the game on Saturday.
Oh, that must have been awesome.
And greatest game I've been to.
Let me ask you a question. Did you take your shirt off or no?
No, I did not take my shirt off. That, that did not happen.
Solid move.
But I got to tell you one thing. By the time I got halfway through my beer, if you turned it upside down, it was a slushy.
It was 0 degrees, no lying.
So you guys both feel that Kansas City's going to win this game?
No, I don't, actually.
What? I thought you were just agreeing with me.
No.
What happened?
I'm so baffled by the way people are looking at this game. And I don't do picks with the spread anymore because of my issues.
Are you baffled by what I'm saying right now about the Chiefs?
No, because I'm the one saying the same thing. And yet, there's something wrong with the number. So, you know, you gotta keep that in mind. But go ahead, Lance.
I'm not taking anything away from Kansas City, but I'm going to tell you the difference of what's happening with Buffalo right now. They're running the ball. The last 4 weeks, Singletary has become, all of a sudden, he can run the ball now.
No doubt.
So,
by the way,
what do you do? You're going to stop him or you're going to stop Josh Allen?
Just to answer it,
Buffalo's going to win this game. Besides running the ball, we got a way better defense.
There's one other team.
All right, Lance Peake, enjoy the game, buddy.
Besides the Patriots, and obviously the Chiefs are trying to do it here. One other team in the history of the NFL that's been a three straight Super Bowls, and that was the
Steelers?
Miami Dolphins.
Oh, Dolphins.
71-73 with the perfect season mixed in there. So it's a rarity. The Chiefs have a chance to do it, and it's kind of funny that they have a chance to do it on the heels of the Patriots doing it. Like, think about it. The Patriots' three-peat of going to the Super Bowl, they won two of them, was from 16 to 18. And the Chiefs are right now, if they can get there, 19 to 21. It happened right after.
Yeah, which is why a lot of people are like, come on, can't somebody else? Like, I'm not in favor of this because I love the fact that Tom Brady may go to another Super Bowl, and I'm rooting for it. I understand why a lot of people kind of feel like, yo, new blood. Let me see the Bengals make a run or the Titans. Give me new blood.
But do you think, honestly, that people really even feel that way about the Chiefs?
I think people love watching them because they're so entertaining.
And I don't think they've garnered a dislike yet, which is incredible considering what they're on the doorstep of doing.
I think there have been some dislikable guys they've had, but Mahomes overcomes all that because as much as Mahomes is on the verge of becoming the next Brady from a standpoint of dominating his conference, let alone the NFL, he's one of the most likable dudes you will ever meet who is as good as he is. So, it's like... And Andy Reid's a likable guy, right?
And they've had so much success. Like,
and the owner's daughter's hot. And it's like, that's who you should book for a Wag Wednesday there, jackass. You should get Lamar Hunt's granddaughter. Let's get cracking on that.
Clark Hunt's daughter.
Who do you have for next week, by the way? Who do you have lined up for next week?
Nobody yet. We're working on it.
Fair enough. I mean, he's been money good. He's gotten five in a row. But now we got to up that game up.
I did reach out to her, by the way.
And what did she say?
Gracie Hunt. No response yet.
No response. See, you got to use the ones we've already had to now get the bigger ones. That's the purpose of,
course,
like spring training.
Put them to work. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, you're like, listen, we've talked to all these women. Yeah. It's been fantastic. They all vouch for us. Now you use that to get to the next level.
Yeah, we talked to Ryan Dahl's wife to get to a player most of us have heard of. That's what it is.
Like, for example, she's got to be tight with someone we know whose wife or girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
You should reach back to the women you've already on and said, listen, and just blame me. The guys are on my ass. It's like, listen, we got to step up our game. Like, you know Larry Walker's wife? Like,
Larry Walker? Yeah. Yeah.
The guys are on me. You weren't quite good enough. We need someone better than you. Do you have any...
See,
thoughts.
Here's your problem, Big Mac, Mr. Mouthy Mouth.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Sometimes
that'd be a nice conversation.
Sometimes they appreciate
our talk,
your honesty. Yeah. Now, you guys, you want to tickle around it. Sometimes you just got to go right into it. That's it. Listen, here's the deal. You were great. The guys want someone who's got more followers.
Yeah.
The guy's looking for a higher level. No?
By the way.
Stepping stone. Everyone wants to be one.
I apologize. I have no interest in Larry Walker's wife. We could do
better
than that.
I only said that because we had a Rocky's girlfriend on.
Well, Rocky?
You could discuss his war with her.
Yeah, we had somebody's... Someone played for
that's
the Rockies
true.
We had
yeah,
on.
Yeah, we did. We had... Yeah. I forgot who.
That's why I said Larry Walker.
That's why it popped into your mind?
Yeah.
How about Dante Bichette's wife? Actually, Bo Bichette's girlfriend.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Let's go, man.
Go for Aaron Judge's girlfriend. We can find out when
they
he's signed
on. They just got married.
His
wife.
His wife. My apologies.
Yeah, I'm sure part of the nuptials was keep your lip tight.
Don't do any interviews.
I don't want to see you on any websites. I don't want to see you on Call Me Daddy.
I got it.
Keep your lip tight.
I got it.
I'll come home 3 days a week and bang you. You live a great life with a bunch of weird-looking tall kids. Keep your lip tight.
I got somebody, okay? Any woman that has been to the house and slept with Derek Jeter. I'd find that fascinating.
Yeah, but those...
What?
Do you have contact from Mariah Carey?
Derek Jeter never went down the Tiger Woods road and banging like IHOP waitresses.
Well, hold on a second. You assume Derek Jeter only slept with Starlets? No way.
Olivia Munn. Mariah
That's
Carey.
That's what we know about. You think Derek Jeter only slept with famous people?
Here's your problem.
What are you,
you're living in the past. Derek Jeter is not relevant anymore.
No, he is. You're dead wrong.
No, he's not.
You're wrong.
I want someone who's banging.
You said Larry Walker.
That's because we had a Rocky on. I don't know.
I kindly disagree with you. Derek Jeter is still so relevant to Yankee fans. He is a god.
I understand.
You're 100% wrong about
that.
Yes,
we'd want to talk to a girl that Jeter slept with, but I would feel weird about that.
You would?
Yeah.
What?
He's married. He's got 3 kids, and he hasn't played in a decade.
Oh, you were.
He's not relevant anymore.
That is not true.
Now, you want to give
that
me...
That's so not true.
You know, who do I want? Let me think. Well, Judge would be a great one, obviously. Sure, yeah. Why not? Give me one of them.
No, of course he'd be great. Great, but you have to admit. Yeah, you're dead wrong. I'm sorry. That you just don't want to like an idea.
Let me ask you a question.
That's your biggest
problem.
If
you're willing to get an Ava Louise type on to talk about Jeets, all right, great. Then I'm your Huckleberry.
Well, anybody that's coming on to talk about hooking up with Jeter is probably not going to come on and say, I'm not going to talk about it.
Actually, I changed my mind on that. I'm not allowing it.
Why?
Because I'm not going to be that guy.
Because he's married with kids?
That's only a small part of
What's
it.
What's the other part of
Here's
it?
Here's the part of it.
Yeah.
Of all the things I've ever done on the radio.
Yeah.
And I don't care that people on Twitter claim to hate it. They're all watching it. They're the most watched videos the fan has ever put out, and it's not even close. So I'm not worried about it. You hate me all you want. Tell me it's the worst segment ever. Tell me you want Mike and Chris back. You know, SAD, okay? Here's the reason I won't do it.
Why?
All right? Because it's the only thing I can think of doing that would make Yankee fans upset with me.
What?
If I went on, I found some like skank whore who wanted to tell a story about the night she spent with Derek Jeter.
You think that would bother Yankee fans?
Because ultimately that would be upsetting to Derek Jeter and mock him. He did this, he did that. Whatever the case may go, Yankee fans would feel like you don't do that.
Yeah,
to
but
Derek
doesn't
Jeter.
It depend what she
so
says?
So I'm not allowing it.
Doesn't it depend what she says?
I don't want to hear it.
If she said, yes, 30 seconds like Antonio Brown.
I don't want.
Sure.
Yankee fans would be so mad
okay,
at me.
I get that. But what if she says, I got to tell you, he was a god. He was, A, he was nice. B, he was amazing.
Yeah.
It went on for hours and hours. It was incredible. Like, there could be an answer.
I won't do it.
And the gift basket was amazing.
I've already had my fun with the gift basket, the sign balls.
Big Mac, as a diehard Yankee fan.
As
a diehard Yankee fan.
Yeah.
Would anything bother you about... I'm talking to Big Mac, not you.
Sorry.
You're a sort of Yankee
go
fan.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't want to go doing that
I'm
to Derek Jeter.
I'm not besmirching Derek Jeter.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I won't do it.
You got to be kidding me.
You want to do A-Rod? I'm all in.
Wait a second. You're loving Wag Wednesday, but the rule, one rule.
That's
one
it.
Rule.
I got one rule.
We don't toss Jeter?
That's right.
The king of hooking up with beautiful women?
That's right.
Can't touch him.
Can't touch Jeter.
Can't do it.
He's
can't
off limits. Happen. I won't allow it.
You're ridiculous.
I won't allow it.
You
not on my
ridiculous.
Watch. Listen, whenever I get replaced, have that guy bring Jeter's girlfriend on and mock the legend of Derek Jeter.
Not
I'm
mocking.
Not your guy.
Why do you have to say it as a mock?
Even if you told me the guy's hung like a horse and is the greatest lover since Secretariat, I don't want it.
Why?
I won't do it.
Why do you think that's bad?
Because I think there's certain things in this life that are sacrilegious.
And by the way, I know this. I can feel this. If we did get a woman on who slept with Jeter, I am 99% sure it will be all positive.
Yeah.
He was amazing. He's the better.
No, it's
he's
not
better
true.
Looking in
don't
bed.
You remember the girl down in Florida that was pissed off that he wouldn't validate her parking?
One girl. One girl
do you remember
in
that story?
Yes. One girl in thousands, Craig.
He wouldn't
in
even
thousands.
Validate my parking.
Derek Jeter's freaking perfect.
Yeah.
We could find the woman willing to talk, and it'll be, oh, my God, he cuddled with me after. Nope. He told me great story. It will be that Jeter's a perfect gentleman who's hung, who lasts forever, who's the greatest lover in the history of lovers. You know it.
I won't do it. Sorry. I got to have, everyone's got to have their own lines, Evan.
And that's your line?
That's my line. I'll take any other Yankee of all time ever. I will not do that to Derek Jeter. And for A, because I love him so much, and B, because the Yankee fan would revolt against me. And I will not
How
have that.
How sensitive could a Yankee
I'm
fan
telling
be
you,
to revolt against
you? I know Yankee fans.
You.
There'd be a revolt.
Yankee fans secretly want to
know. You crossed the line
know.
This time, Carton, and I'm never coming back
you
from it.
You don't think Yankee fans secretly want to know what it was like?
No, they know.
With Jeter in
they
the
already know. Think about it. The guy had signed balls in gift baskets.
That's what?
And allegedly made girls sign NDAs before
well,
sleeping.
That
might
that's
be a problem.
A problem. That's okay? a problem. Yeah. That may preclude us from doing this, and I respect
and
that.
And I believe that story.
But, Craig, that's one bit of the story.
There's another story that he videotaped every romp so no one could ever accuse him of, you know, doing things that guys get accused of.
Wow.
Which is genius. I'm not, Derek Jeter's Jesus to me in baseball, and I'm not crossing that line.
Derek Jeter's
I won't
Jesus.
Do it, Evan. No matter how much you push me and pull me, I won't do it. If he told me right now he had a girl that we knew for a fact, no lies, that was provable, the whole thing, I'd say sorry, give her to Keith McPherson. I won't do it.
Boy, you are.
And he's the only athlete in this town I won't do it
you
to.
Are some kind of
you
sellout.
You want to know Bernard King's travails? Let's go.
Right.
Whatever it is.
You are some kind of
sellout. You know what David Wright did before he got married? I'm in.
You are some kind of Yankee fan ass-kissing
no,
sellout.
No, not Yankee fan
that's
ass-kissing
the
Derek
one,
Jeter.
I'll tell you, that's the WAG people I think desperately
nope,
want to hear
I
from.
I won't do it.
A former WAG, obviously.
By the way, I think Yankee fans appreciate the fact that I've got a line and my line
I
is
don't
Derek
believe
Jeter.
You. I don't believe you.
I appreciate it.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
No, no, and here's the problem, because most Yankee fans will claim, if I ever put it out there, I hate WAG Wednesday anyway. But Yankee fans deep down want to hear about what Jeter's like in the sack.
You know why they
Absolutely.
Don't want to hear it?
Absolutely.
Because no matter what the woman would say, the Yankee fan has lived vicariously through his well-known conquests.
Okay.
And they've got a picture in their mind of what happened. And I'm not blowing that up for
oh,
them.
Oh, come on. Well, you know what, Craig? Sometimes
he's out
you're,
of bounds, sir.
Sometimes your picturesque view of people gets shattered. In the 50s
not
and
Jeter.
60s, you had a view of Mickey Mantle.
He's
and then
drunk,
more information
right?
came out. You found out more. I think it would be fascinating to find out what kind of lover Jeter was.
Dave's in Morristown. Dave, what do you got?
Hey, you know, for the older demographic, 60 to 90, what about Joe DiMaggio's girlfriend?
Love it. I'm in. 100% got no problem. Yeah.
Go to the Copacabana.
Yeah, why not?
Diners in Queens and Brooklyn.
I'm in 100% of that. Matter of fact, you know, we have a woman on the line right now claiming that she slept with Joe DiMaggio. I don't know if you want to hear that or not.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, I'd hear that.
It's amazing that you won't do that to Joe D. You have no problem.
I was a burlesque dancer back in 22 at the Copa. And one day, Joe DiMaggio came into the club, told me he wanted to ride bareback. But we didn't have any horses in the club back then, so I didn't know what he meant. But boy, did I find out. You know, Mantle hated him. Joe DiMaggio asked me to make love to him while Mickey Mantle watched. And I was like, there's no way I'm doing that. My parents raised me a little bit better. Can you guys hear me? Is this still on?
Yeah, we hear you loud and clear.
We hear you.
I mean, you want to continue the story, feel free.
Okay. Well, in that case, I'll just keep telling you about the night I made love to Joe DiMaggio. He kept calling me Marilyn, which is a weird thing, considering my name is Susan. He must have a thing for Marilyn Monroe still. But man,
not be so gross. We lost her.
Oh, she's gone?
Yeah,
that was fascinating.
Yeah.
See, can't you tell how fascinating it would be to hear about Yankee legends like
that?
Yeah,
not Derek Jeter.
Mickey Mantle, yes.
You have my pledge, audience. I will never do a Wag Wednesday with Derek Jeter, ever. Off limits.
Unbelievable. Off limits. Is the line you pick?
Yeah, that's right.
The line you're going to die on is the guy most fascinating to most of us?
Won't do it, Evan. And I think Yankee fans appreciate me. It's how I ingratiate myself to the fandom and the fan base. I won't do it.
Does that mean you're going to pick being a Yankee fan again this year?
No, I will let you know the day before the season starts in June.
You son of a
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.